On the show today, we have TDECU Holdings President Casey Wilcox talking about how evolving technology in your credit union creates a nimble organization with the agility to change and remain competitive in today's fast-paced marketplace. Go check it out. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Welcome, Casey.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the time today and glad to be here.
Oh my gosh, happy to have you on the show. And we're talking about something that's probably top of mind for just about anybody in the credit union industry, maybe even on planet Earth, and that's just evolving technology. I mean, we're all affected by it one way or another. But in this case, we're talking about evolving technology in your credit union and how it creates kind of a nimble organization, having the agility to change and remain competitive. And my, have we experienced that in the last 12 to 15 months? Oh my goodness, we'll get to that later. But I'm so glad to have you on the show. And that's kind of my first question here, if you want to respond to that, Casey, is, how does evolving technology within credit unions create a nimble organization?
Yeah, that's a great lead-in question to the podcast today, Mike. And the one thing I want to say is the angle I'm going to take and a lot of the responses here aren't necessarily specific to how TDECU as an organization, the credit union or holdings is reacting or doing this. It's my views as a fintech person, as a person that's been in the financial services industry a while. So my views on how this is happening and how the credit union movement, the credit union industry is evolving and can further evolve using tech and creating value for our members and those that choose to be a part of the credit union movement. So back to your question, and how does evolving tech within an organization or a credit union create a nimble organization within the credit union movement? I there's a lot of technology out there, and we certainly know there are gorillas in the fintech space that tend to manage a lot of the infrastructures that we have within our organizations. And that's not unique to credit unions. That's also in the banking space as well.
Oh, yeah.
But one of the things that we see is fintech companies out there are providing technologies that are enabling credit unions to lighten their technology stack. And the way that I view it is the more that we can lighten those technology stacks within our entities, the better the credit unions and the credit union movement are going to be able to adapt to those disruptive and innovative people that are out there.
Yeah.
We always talk about primary financial institution and what that definition is. And of course, there is a definition out there that many have ascribed to. But I like to think it's important to have that PFI designation within your membership or within a member or a customer. But what I always think of is I want somebody to know that I'm their trusted partner. And while they may use one of those other evolving techs to do something, I feel like evolving technology within a credit union and allowing us to be nimble for our members mm-hmm. is what's important, because it does create that trusted source back to that financial institution versus that other piece that we use on our iPhone, on our mobile device, on our tablet, to do something technology related, or more importantly, that's related to the financial services sector.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they kind of both kind of dance with each other, so to speak. And I want to kind of get to are there specific technologies we're talking about here? Is it kind of like cloud or anything, like you just mentioned, anything mobile or data, since we can't swing a cat without talking about data these days, or payments or authentication? What types of technology, or is it fintech as a whole here?
Well, you bring up a good point with that, is it fintech as a whole? And so you described a lot of different evolving or innovative technologies that are providing capabilities within the fintech infrastructure. So fintech is an umbrella. Mm-hmm. You have multiple different things that's underneath that umbrella, yeah. Cloud-based capabilities, mobile, authentication, data enabling capabilities, all of those things, payments especially, mm-hmm. all of those things really sit within fintech as a whole, as you defined it,
yeah.
or as you brought that out as a wrap to that question. And I see each one of those things as a credit union looking at any one of those as an enabler or a starting point.
Mm-hmm.
So as an example, as a credit union, should you be thinking about What is it? What would it look like for my credit union to try to migrate as much as my technology as I can to the cloud? What does that do to enable me? How does that make my infrastructure more secure? How does that make the way that I engage with my members more impactful and more efficient? How does it create frictionless experiences for my members? So you can take something like cloud-based architecture within technology and within your organization and look at that as an enabler. You could even go and look at authentication. And, you know, how do you authenticate your members, and how is FinTech enabling you to authenticate your members so that you're driving down fraud? You're driving down some of those things that impact the business, that create friction for your members and pain points for your members when they have a fraud issue, or they have someone that's, posing as themselves and interacting with the organization and it's not them. The other part of it is data. You know, one of the things that I stand on pretty strongly, I guess it's my soapbox or my mountain that I like to stand up and scream from, is the fact that data really is the coal that sits with inside every one of our organizations. And how do we take that coal and turn it into a big old box of diamonds? It takes a lot of work. It takes time and patience. But how do you take that data and monetize it in a way that allows you to provide meaningful experiences for your members and allows you to be able to engage with your members when they want to be engaged, when in the channel, the mobile device, at an ATM kiosk, with in person in a branch? How do you engage with them at a moment in time when they want to be engaged with the right product that they want to be engaged with? Mm-hmm. And the best way to do that is to mine your data, your own data about your member, but also the data that exists about our members out there in the market. Taking those together and using FinTech capabilities that exist to be able to provide us those experiences for our members and to make those touch points with them at the right moment, at the right time, in the channel that they want to have that touch point in. Mm-hmm. So we don't become that spammer, or, you know, we're not sending meaningless emails or, you know, statement inserts, as an example.
Mm-hmm. All right. Before I get to my next question, I have to commend you that the coal diamond analogy with data is the best one I've heard yet. So thank you for that. I love that. All right. Next question here. We're talking benefits here. Benefits for your credit union having this agility to change and ultimately remaining competitive in the marketplace. I mean, because we all saw this in 2020 when we had to pivot because we had no other choice. And we saw credit unions really doing an exceptional job at that. So what are the benefits here now that we're kind of hopefully post-pandemic here and getting back to business as usual in our whatever our new normal is here? So what are the benefits here? Is it just being able to change so fast because we're in such a fast-paced environment now? Or is this kind of a have-to type of thing now?
Well, you know, I think 2020 showed us, one, that we can. You know, we had to react to a situation that really, frankly, we had no control over.
Right, right.
And we all had to provide access for our members, and we had to provide it in a different way. We had to provide access for our employees, and we had to provide it in a different way. Many credit unions out there didn't have experience in a work-from-home infrastructure.
Yeah.
So not only did they have to close their branches and deal with pushing their members into digital channels, or through phone channels, but they had to get their employees set up at home to be able to manage the business in a way that maybe they weren't used to.
Mm-hmm.
So it pushed us into realizing we actually can. And so I think that was a big, if there's a positive outcome of what we went through with the COVID pandemic, if we look at it from that standpoint within the credit union movement or within industry as a whole, is that we've proven to ourselves that we don't have to get on an airplane always and be in front of somebody.
Exactly.
We don't have to be in the office to run our business.
Yep.
And so I think that's gotten us all thinking about, wow, what else can we do to be more innovative and creative? And one of the things that I think when you talk about is the ability to remain competitive. The one thing that I think has always made me excited about the credit union movement is that we are not beholden to making sure we hit a quarterly number. We're not beholden to an investor group or to the street as we report our monthly, quarterly, and annual income. Now, sure, we want to make money for our members, but we exist for the benefit of our membership. And so the competitive aspect of what we can do with FinTech, I view it as more of an enabler for our credit union industry to really be able to provide the right types of services that are meaningful for our membership, or the members that we're trying to acquire. So it's not, we're not doing things because it's going to make us more money. We're not doing things because we're going to make this investor happy. We're doing things with intent because it's going to provide better experiences for our members. So the way that we look at how we deploy technology, at least my experience has been, is that we really look at it from the lens of the member. Sure, we want to make the credit union more efficient. So if we were to move, let's just say, our core banking system to a cloud-based technology that creates a more efficient operating environment with different types of things, that savings, perhaps, in people resources brings us the ability to provide more value to our members by acquiring new payment services, as an example, mm-hmm. that they can be able to do things with their money in a more real-time manner. So I kind of take a different approach when I think about the benefits and the agility aspect of that is that our benefit and our value as a credit union industry is we get the ability to do things based on knowing that we're doing it for the benefit of our members, not because an investor is telling us we have to or that we're worried about having to make more money. Mm-hmm. And again, we want to make money because we want to do things. We want to be able to give our members great rates on their loans. We want to give them better rates on their deposits. But we also want to be able to give them things that make them that make our credit union more attractive for them mm-hmm. or the industry itself more attractive to them.
Yeah. Do you have any example or do you have an example or an anecdote maybe at from TDECU that you could provide? Maybe something practical, tangible, real world-ish that credit unions can really kind of grab onto or just kind
of... Yeah. So, I've always been a part of the financial services industry, either being in banking, being in fintech, mm-hmm. But I've never worked inside of a credit union. I've worked with credit unions. So this is my first time to work inside of a credit union, be inside the walls. And, you know, one of the things that excited me about coming to TDECU is the way that they have structured their holdings or their CUSO business. And the manner in which our board and our executive team is very intentional about our ability to do things that are innovative and impactful that will drive, of course, non-interest income growth, because we know diversification of income is an important thing for our industry, for the financial services industry, but even for the credit union industry, because interest margins continue to get compressed, and that's where we make a lot of our money.
Right.
So the way that we focused ourselves here, and an example that's specific to TDECU, is the investments and the commitment that we have for our holdings organization to really drive growth and diversification of income. So me taking some of my background being from in the fintech space and in the product space to say, what kind of CUSO opportunities can we spin up that might create great value for our membership?
Yeah.
But more importantly, that I can go out and offer it to other credit unions that may not have the wherewithal or the financial capital to invest in something. So an example is a small business middle market banking CUSO. So the ability for credit unions, you know, we serve our consumers very well. There's not many credit unions that serve the small to mid-size business owner that sits within their membership or within their field of membership well. And if you think about it, many of those want to deal with somebody local. And, you know, we're not going to compete with Chase. We're not going to compete with B of A or Wells in these instances. We don't have the size and the scale and the financial wherewithal to do so. But in a CUSO opportunity that we're exploring, which is to create an SMB or a small to middle market banking CUSO, is how do you provide all of the transaction banking or treasury management services to those small businesses beyond just being able to have them have a checking account within your organization?
Mm-hmm.
The problem is when you're thinking about let's say the average credit union, you know, 3 to 5 to 10,000 members. How do you afford to go and spend, you know, millions of dollars to put in that infrastructure, even with today's technology being as nimble and as agile and as lightweight as it is?
Yeah.
So put a CUSO together in partnership with some fintechs. Put a CUSO together in partnership with other credit unions that want to be a part of it, and then go out and provide something that's going to add value in the industry and in the credit union movement for other credit unions, but also add value for our own membership. So that's sort of an example that I can give or an anecdote of where we're looking, and I'm looking at not just things that are going to be of benefit to our members and drive a diversification of our income for our members and for the credit union, but really what are the things that we can do from a CUSO setup to really take advantage of things that are going to drive value in our credit union industry as a whole. So TDECU's made a commitment in this. They've made a commitment in hiring resources and hiring me. Now, how do I go out there and actually make an impact for our own organization, our membership, but also for the credit union industry as a whole.
Yeah, yeah. And just a quick little tangent here. I love the CUSO model for the industry. I just think it's so valuable for a credit union. As we all know, I mean, I'm preaching to the choir here, but I just love that model. And I think it's so effective for our industry. All right. Hey, before I let you go, I'm going to ask you kind of a crystal ball-ish question. So what's on the horizon with fintech? Because I know you're really immersed in this world. So do credit unions need to really continue upping their game in the agility department because of this ever-increasing pace of change that we're in these days? Or what do you see getting out your crystal ball?
I definitely think, Mike, to your point, you know, we, if anything, again, in the pandemic, we learned how fast things can move and change. Mm-hmm. And we've seen that in technology, really. And, you know, being, TDECU is a member owner of MDC, and we're also an investor in the Circle Fund.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and that is one of the areas where I see credit unions Circle and the Circle Collective can really become a mechanism that where fintechs can come together and collaborate and understand what we can do, what the credit union industry can do with fintech being an enabler for us.
Mm-hmm.
And there are so many things that I'm getting to see now that, you know, are larger scale than what I've seen as someone being in fintech for a while through that mechanism and the technologies that are out there and the ways that we can put those into our infrastructures that are lightweight, easy touch, easy implementation. It's really exciting for me. And if, you know, my crystal ball would tell me is, you know, I'm looking and I would say, hey, 5 years from now, I would love to look at TDECU and look at how we've enabled and involved our own technology infrastructure for the benefit of our members. Look at other credit unions across the industry and say, wow, look at how through technology, having a voice within our industry, look at what we've done to enable even some of the smaller credit unions, you know, that are down in the 100, 200, $300 million asset size range and providing them enablement for being able to provide for their membership, mm-hmm. providing them access to things through CUSOs. That's where I see, hopefully in my crystal ball, is a deeper evolution of CUSOs that become more involved in the space and hopefully things like Circle really coming out into the forefront and providing that voice and that access to fintechs within the for credit unions to get to fintech through that channel.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought up Circle because we just had Nick Evans on talking about it, and looking at it from the fintech perspective as well as the credit union perspective, obviously, but it allows fintechs to come in and get a kind of a more in-depth view on what credit unions are looking for in a fintech. So I think not only does it help credit unions to look at all these fintechs out there and vet them and all that type of stuff, but the fintechs can come in and go, oh, this is what credit unions really need here. Let's kind of tweak this here. So I think it's going to work really, really well. So yeah, I got goosebumps talking about that one. So I can't wait to see that one really kind of blow awesome for you guys. So
yeah,
alrighty, sir. it's gonna be really exciting to see for sure. And I know you're a big part of that as well. So anything else here to wrap up? I mean, I think we could go on for another hour, Casey, because this topic, especially for me, I'm just so fascinated in it, but I know you have a job to do, so I don't want to monopolize your time, but anything else to add to wrap up?
No, I appreciate it. And I appreciate the opportunity to get to speak with you and your viewers today. But no, if there was one thing I was to say is don't let technology scare you, and certainly don't let fintech scare you. And you know, again, what we've learned is sometimes we have to get out there and take a chance. And my view of it is you know, with fintech, and sometimes you know, with technology in general, get out there and take a chance. Yep. It's okay to fail. It's okay to, and you know, as long as you understand and learn from those failings, and just move forward with the next thing.
Yep. That's how you grow. That's how you grow. Alrighty, Casey. Well, thanks again. Appreciate the time. Yeah, this was fantastic. So yeah, I appreciate it. And keep up the good work there and look forward to having you back on soon. That'd be fun.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.
Oh yeah, indeed.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.